Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
All right, Genuine, calm down. It's only Monday.
Hey, wait, he's telling us things. This guy.
Too much. Save something for somebody else. Genuine Differences, some Beyonce, Texas Hold'em, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. We're not going to have a conversation that we're coming from a place of dignity, from respect,
fairness,
and also like hard relate.
Yeah.
And it's a genuine conversation. I appreciate it might start some chuduntas there at the house. But if we don't talk about it, how do we resolve it?
So let's talk about the thing that can divide households faster than unwashed dishes argument. Ladies and gentlemen, paying rent at home.
Now, there are two schools of thought on this, obviously. The first would be that if you are working and therefore you are earning a salary, you should be contributing to the house.
Yeah.
In some form or another. Then the other side would say, excuse me, I'm only still living at mommy's because I'm trying to build a bit of a nest egg so I can go forth and do my own thing. How would that be helpful? I should be saving money and not spending money.
Yeah. So here's a twist, right? For some families, it's not about money at all. It's about teaching you independence, budgeting skills, just to respect the household, man. You know, you're living in the house, contribute towards it. The economy is rough, so help.
And also, like, we now need to be having deeper chats. It isn't just about the cash money dollar, to Jay Spru's point. It's things that run a little bit deeper. So now this is going to be your opinion at this. We're going to see what we get at the end. Like, is this something that sounds familiar to you? Is this your life growing up? Did it prompt you having to pay rent at your mom's house to go out and actually get your own stuff and get things done faster? Was it never expected of you? What are some of the lessons that you learned?
Yeah.
If you were asked to pay rent or contribute in some way, maybe the lesson was, I need to G to G. I got to go. I'd rather have my own life than pay rent at mom's house. So those are the kinds of ideas we're trying to get out of this, not just a simple yes or no.
Yeah, you know? So we're putting it out there, KZN. Is paying rent at home a thing in your family? Like Stacey was saying, have you done it before? Are you for it, against it? Let us know your thoughts on 061-792-9495.
So I would like to take this opportunity to give everyone some insight into what happened in the Norman household.
Yes.
Right, growing up. So I think I started working, and that job was me packing bags for some race or whatever was going on. I think I was 15.
Yeah.
And I got home with my little bag of money. You know that plastic bag with the money in it? And I was bawling. It might have been $60. It might have been. And as I walked into the kitchen, feeling like Richie Rich.
Yeah, Auntie Steve.
My mother just put her hand out and said, give me a third.
Sure.
And I was like, pardonnez-moi. And she said, you need to give me a third of this money because you live here.
Yeah.
And rent generally is a third of what you make. Obviously, I was not stoked. However, come 16, now you can work. So I get like a weekend job, get my first paycheck at the end of the month. I'm working Sundays, I'm working public holidays, I'm getting double pay.
You're balling.
Now I'm thriving. Now I've got two plastic bags of money.
Uh-huh.
She did it again.
Yeah.
And she kept doing it. And that's why at 19, I moved out the house. And I thought, shame guys, I just want everyone to know, I thought that when I left, I was going to get a bag of money from my mother. Like she put it aside. No. She bought what she said she was going to, the bond. She put it towards the bond. And she said to me, if you live somewhere, you have to pay, and this is going to teach you responsibility.
Yeah.
So I saved the rest of my money, had a little deposit, and got myself an apartment. My sister, though, on the other hand, lived in the house until she was 30.
No rent.
Not once.
That is frustrating. But you know what?
We are the first born. We know the struggles.
Rough, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're having that conversation. What are your thoughts on this whole thing of paying rent if you're living at home, man? We reckon it teaches you to be responsible. It also just helps support the posse. The economy is rough, guys. Might as well help out. What are your thoughts on this? Did you guys do it like how Stacey did it in her
hand out?
Up? Yeah.
give me the money.
Was it aggressive? Was it like a conversation that you had with your parents on some? Okay, now you're working. Give me the money. How did you guys go about it? Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes. Apparently, people have been paying rent in the posse.
Jason, Jane, I do somehow believe in it because it kind of teaches you responsibility and to pay your way going forward. So, yes, definitely a positive.
I paid rent even when I was earning 235 rand a month. I think it's a good thing because it prepares you as you leave home one day that you cannot go and live for free.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo, Troy from Asaga. So when I was studying, I had a part-time job, still living at home. I didn't have to contribute to rent, but I did have to pay for all my own toiletries and stuff like that. If I was going out, I was had to cover all that myself. And yeah, when I got a real job, well, full-time job, contributed a little bit more, but then within a year, ended up moving out.
Okay, East Coast Radio, hi, it's me, Khaleesi. And hear me out. If you're over 20, then you have to. But if you're still young, then you obviously don't have to. But like sometimes if you can't get a place, it doesn't matter. Hee hee.
Hee hee. That was cute.
You know what, actually, and laughed at so vigorously by someone who clearly doesn't pay rent.
Yeah.
That is the laugh of someone who has money in the bank.
Yeah. You know what? This is actually triggering, guys. I think I'm paying rent though I don't live at home.
Oh yeah, but that's a whole different that's a separate conversation.
I'm paying for my brother.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm still paying for my sister. She's also moved out.
Oh, same boat, ne?
You and I, same school of thought. I think our parents had a conversation and gave up for the rest
of
them.
We want their money.
But as this conversation continues genuinely, and to the parents as well, even if your kids are grown, they're out of the house, they might have their own kids, if they had to circle back for some reason to the home, or no, you might be 45, but you'll always be my baby.
Wait.
Not my mom. 061-792-9495.
I think it's a great idea. I never paid rent per se, but like I was responsible for the groceries in the posy.
Yes, I mean, you know the cost of food.
Yeah,
so
I was that food stamp guy. Got those ShopRite stamps. I knew how to save. I learned how to save. I learned how to shop as well. So I know how to stretch the buck. And that's through being responsible for the groceries for the posy. Sometimes it would change, guys. That's the frustrating thing about being the guy who has to buy the groceries. Because sometimes rice will go up, then sometimes, you know, the oil will go. Hey, guys, hey.
I can imagine a very young JSP, like 19 years old, standing in the
price
queue.
Of oil.
I mean, like, I can't believe. Have you seen the price of toilet paper? But for reals, though, I am inclined to agree with you, and I think it's something that maybe younger people, if you're listening to Stacey and JSP now, heed this. Even if your parents, your guardians, don't ask you to help, just give it a little something.
It's the right
something
thing to do.
Because so many people then get out into the quote-unquote real world and they panic at the disco. They can't budget for nonsense. And they're like, how is it possible? It's also just the shock of how much everything costs.
Bro.
Breathing is expensive, okay?
Bro.
So this way you are at least prepared. And at the end of the day, we all have to live here. We all have to get things done.
Yeah.
So you might as well learn the lesson at 18, 19 years old, then hope for the best when you're in your mid-30s. Because, whoop, there are some things that are hard to learn in your 50s, girl. Look
so,
at me.
So we put up a poll on our WhatsApp asking the very same question. If you're living at home as an adult, should you be paying rent? Majority of the people said yes, you should contribute to the posy.
More than the majority, 95% of respondents
to be
said
more
yes.
Accurate. Yeah. So that's how you do it. But we're going to listen to more of your voiceness.
Yes, I agree 100% with the fact that you must pay rent. As yes, it does teach you responsibility. And at the end of the day, when you move out, you don't sit at a point where you don't know how to control your money or where to spend it.
Hi, I'm 24 years and I'm paying my own rent and I'm living in my own house.
Wait, hold on.
No, you're not, babe.
No.
Lies have been detected.
These kids of today.
Are we being prank called?
I don't know what's going on. You can't come here and
I'm sorry,
like,
hello.
Like an 8-year-old
hello, guys. 1993 called. They want their prank calls back. Don't do that.
don't do that.
You're complex. I'm so happy on my own.
Hi, Stacey, J-Spo. Well, with me, it was different. I asked my daughter. In fact, I gave her the opportunity to buy her own property and we live with her. That is some responsibility that she pays for the bond and I do everything else, like pay for the light bulbs, water, groceries and stuff.
Hi, Stacey and Chase Boo. My name is Tevi. I don't think that it's wise to actually make kids pay rent. I mean, like, besides the fact that you brought them into this world and you need to take responsibility, I think maybe if you are trying to teach them how to save money or how difficult life is, I think you can find another way of doing it, not making them rent at home. Then it's not home anymore. It's no longer home if I'm renting at home.
Speaking of rent, if anyone wants to pay for my rent for 1 month, I'm keen. I'm I'm keen for that.
I'll take that too. 100%.
I would like to just circle back to that gentleman who said that he pitched to his daughter that she buy a property and mom and dad come and live with her. So she's responsible for the bond and he'll take care of everything else.
I wouldn't have said that out loud.
So like this, but in reverse.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that out loud. I wouldn't be proud of that.
Oh, we have to fight for roast potatoes where I come from. Like, no one's ever... My mom was never like, would you like to buy a house? And then I could just pay for the rest of the stuff. Whoever that girl child is, buy that property, babes. Do it now.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.